You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate's back with me, and we're really pleased to welcome friend of the station and Hopkinsville author Michael Freeland. Welcome back to WKMS, Michael.
Thank you.
Mr. Freeland, I'm
pleased to be back.
I know. It's good to hear your voice.
I've known you a long time. I think it should be Mike and Kate.
I think it should be, too. So Mike's been teaching for years at Austin Peay and a little dabble at SIU and Bethel, and you write all the time, and your wife writes, Miss Ellen writes, and you've written about your experience as a medic in the Army in World War II.
Right.
And this book, Finding Poetry in Our Everyday Life, Home Place, is really interesting. And I want you to introduce
this. A search for mystery. It's a search. We're all searching for mystery, but we're also going back home. I'm celebrating a big surprise birthday coming up. You're invited. The big 9-0. And old elephants like to go home to die, so.
Now, we've talked about that. We've talked about immortality.
Well, I've died once, that's enough. I don't believe in it.
So open with a verse.
To introduce myself?
Please.
This is the best way I know to introduce myself, and it's from a selection from Home Place, and I ask to be myself. It says, let me be who I am. Degrees and awards I find are only for show, placed on a vacant wall for some to see, as are medals on the chest. Look at me, look what I've done. Look where I've been, look at me. But who am I really? In the death of a quiet black night, when devils come to call my name and dance around my bed, who am I beneath my laughing mask? So I pray to the gods, wherever they may be, let me defend myself. Let me count the times that I've found mystery in the quiet cathedral of woods or by slow-moving water and harvest fields. Let me count the times I've fed the birds and the field mice, picked goldenrods and Spanish needle. Let me remember the songs and the prayers that I've heard in the wind, the call of whippoorwills, the frogs and the doves. I pray to the gods, let me walk my way and live my life like unmeasured lines. Just let me be me before I go. I think that the thing that we strive to do is to get ego out of the way as much as possible and just, you know, just be who we are.
So that's an opening to a book, and I want you to kind of skip back to page 97, the very close of the book. We're going to do some in between, but I'd like you to read Let Shadows Fall.
Well, I'm looking for it. What does it say to you? Why did you pick this particular?
Well, I did it because of a line. I want you to read the line because it's really cool. And it's about assessing yourself at the end of the day in a pretty simple way.
The poem is Let Shadows Fall. And so when quitting time does come, with the crops laid by, with the last sun going down behind dark shadows, it boils down to nothing more than this, your work. You can straighten up and look back and see for yourself how straight, clean, and true your rows are, and whether you've left your little patch a little bit better then you've found it. I think that's what it boils down to.
Don't you think everyone hopes for that?
How straight are your rows? How clean are the rows? The rows are metaphors for your life. Did you leave it fairly well cleaned up and didn't mess it up too much?
We can only hope, right?
Only hope.
So I'm going to jump around on you. I want you to read Whippoorwills.
This is partly a search for mystery, a mystery called God. I really don't know about God or mystery, but I do know about quiet places and whippoorwills. It seems to me if you've ever heard a whippoorwill cry in the black of night, you've heard all that you need to know. Once I held a whippoorwill in my very hands, warm, trembling, sparrow-sized, brown in color. It spoke to me, its voice chattering. Many times I've listened to its lonesome mating call, but that was such a long time ago before the big war, when I was young. But I remember still. Whippoorwills. Did you ever hear a whippoorwill cry?
Well, yeah, but I haven't heard one yet this spring. Have you?
No, I have not.
I know some folks keep track of when they hear their first whippoorwill call. I've heard the frogs so far this spring, but not the whippoorwill.
When I was growing up at this cabin, they would come and sit on the on the porch and cry at night so loud it would keep you awake. Whippoorwills.
Wow. Okay. Let's keep going with the book. We're with Mike Freeland, who's written his latest book is Home Place, and it's a collection of poetry, not only by Mike, but by your wife, Ellen.
And Stephen
and other folks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you were going to read the story of the old man and the boy. It's a brief story with a message.
Do you...
I have it.
Let me borrow your book. The reason I want to read this poem is because this is an example, I hope, of poetic prose. Some believe, and this goes back to the end of World War II a long time ago, that poetry must have rhythm and meter and so on. But this is hopefully prose. The old man and the boy. These are the commandments, he said, only four. Know thyself, forgive yourself, accept thyself, love and celebrate thyself. Our day had started early from the highest hill north of the city. We watched the blood-red sun break through the haze of purple shadows of night and then slowly, quietly spread over the face of the city, a hungry city alive now with the flaming glory of another day. Plato led the way as we walked through the orchards and the vineyards, the tradesmen, herdsmen, the snake charmers, pickpockets, and the blind beggars, and he bowed and spoke to each one with equal respect. Later in the day, we ate cheese with the wine and rested and washed our feet in the public waters. We watched pretty brown-skinned girls wearing long flowered gowns and shy smiles standing near, throwing glances. I think I'll remember that one day in Athens above all others. I remember the smell of bleeding goats, the sounds of bells and horns, the laughter, the curses. Most of all, I remember the bells. One day with a wise old man, the sound of his voice, the twinkle in his eyes, his advice, be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. I remember it all, even today. Plato and the boy. Thank you for selecting that.
Do you remember the writing of that?
Do I remember writing it?
No, the moment of the writing of it, of this piece. Do you remember when that came out of you?
Which one?
The old man and the boy.
Over a long period, I think. It's almost as though I didn't write it. I know you have this experience yourself from the papers and the other things you've written. Sometimes you pick something up and you don't even recognize it. It's like that piece just kind of happened. But I think Plato taught us a lot. He says, first of all, discover who you are. and then ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness so that then you can accept yourself. And then finally, after that, love yourself. The Bible talks
about that. I just want to let that sit for a little bit. And I want to ask you, I think we're running, you know, I told you that the time would go out like
I appreciate each moment with you. Do you know how special you are in my life? How's that for a poetic line?
That's a good one, I must say.
I'll listen to your program.
Listen, I want you to read this one.
It's timely, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Let spring come. It's entitled Spring. Let spring come with crash of thunder and streaks of fire across innocent skies. Let spring come quiet as butterfly wings and pale morning light. Let spring come through green fields and slip unnoticed among budding trees. Let spring come when bees swarm and play and birds build and nest their young. Let spring come and let me capture the rapture of this season as though never it returns.
Capture the rapture got me. I want one more, okay? And then we're going to have to scoot. I want you to read, do you have Normandy handy?
No, I don't. I've been back to Normandy several times. And I talk about Billy in that poem, and Billy was a real person from Murray, Kentucky, who is buried nearby.
Yeah.
The Billy that I mentioned died at Normandy.
Yeah.
And when I go back to Normandy, it is sad, of course, and heartbreaking because people are forgetting.
Yeah.
People are forgetting.
I tell you what, that is a poem in Home Place by Michael Freeland. And since we can't get to that really rapidly, I want you to read I Knew Hank. One more, I Knew Hank.
All right.
This is really interesting.
I've never seen a night so long when time goes crawling by. The moon just went behind a cloud to hide its face and cry. Part of a song written by Hank. I left home before good daylight, heading east toward Greenville up State Highway 93 to Kingsport and out US 23 to Gate City to Big Stone Gap and Appalachia on the trail of the Lonesome Pine, on to Bloody Harlan, a town lost in purple fog, song, mystery, coal dust, and legend. Hank Williams rides with me all the way on the radio like we were walking to the sky. This piece comes from a dissertation that I made in Murray, Kentucky, once upon a time on a graduate degree. I made that trip, and then it became a poem. And Hank Williams still lives.
Michael Freeland, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Again, we should probably say where Home Place is available.
Yes, at the it's not on the market yet. It's just out, but I'm sure it can be found at the Christian bookstore. And also contact me. I've left my business card, Freeland, hotmail.com.
Thank you.
Thank you.